I am Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is September 19th, 2010. The website is theskepticarena.com. Today's topic, the website called God, Guns, Guts, and Glory. What follows is an email exchange I had recently with one of Gentle Jesus' followers. For short, I'll just call him God and Guts. The email exchange begins when I wrote, God and Guts, I know that the chance of getting a ghost worshiper to experience the harsh reality of the real world is unlikely to happen, but if you ever get so drunk that an actual thought briefly passes through your mind, here's a website where you can learn what goes on in the real world while you are playing around in your mind with all your little invisible ghosts, demons, and angels. And then I provided him the website to theskepticarena.com. In case you're wondering why the rude email, if you go to his website, you'll be able to figure it out. God and Guts replied. His email begins, why would I go to a faggot website? I've already heard every feeble lie in your gay agenda textbook. I replied, that is exactly the mental level that I expected from a ghost worshiper. Go back to sleep now and don't forget to pray to your invisible man. You know, the guy who teaches you to enslave and kill other humans. He wrote, you embrace the utter failure of filthy faggotism. And you say, I am asleep? Beat it, reprobate. And then he quotes Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13. I replied, God and Guts, I said that your God teaches you to enslave and murder humans. You replied with a verse from Leviticus 20, 13, which reads, if a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. This is a perfect example of why modern civilized humans laugh hysterically at ignorant, redneck, shit-kicking Bible thumpers like yourself. You are so amazingly stupid that your idea of a reply was to quote a verse which proved my point. I'll bet you still don't get it. I noticed that on your website, you boast about teaching your four-year-old, Ashlyn, to shoot a gun. As you continue to masculinize your own daughter, don't be surprised in a decade when she comes home from high school with one of her girlfriends and you catch them on the sofa muff diving. Based on your rampant homophobia, I assume you'll do what all good little ghost worshippers do and disown her. Only religious wingnuts like yourself have greater loyalty to an invisible ghost than they do to their own flesh and blood. You put up a website and you want to play in the big leagues, but you possess the education and mental abilities of a little kid who plays t-ball. You can't even string together coherent sentences without trapping yourself like you did above. Go back to school and get your GED. That means General Education Diploma. At least that will be a start. You obviously do not possess the mental abilities necessary to be dispensing information about anything. Yours in Christ, Neo. God and Guts replied with this email. And his replies will be followed by my replies to his replies. He begins, I knew you were among the filthy homos. That's why I sent you that scripture. I replied, if you want to believe I'm gay, that's your business. Why do you think I would even be bothered by name-calling from someone who possesses the education and mental capacity of a syphilitic dwarf? He says, which, if America upheld the death penalty for such vile behavior, America would still be blessed and not doomed as it is. I replied, "You claim America used to be blessed. I guess you're referring to the America that burned thousands of innocent women based on murderous Bible verses like the ones in Leviticus that you cherish so much. I guess you're referring to the America that was blessed with millions of slaves, justified by numerous verses in your Bible. I guess you're referring to the America that God kept blessing with disease that killed millions until modern medicine, without any supernatural assistance, finally began to conquer these blessings from God in the 20th century. I guess you're referring to the America that God blessed with an infant mortality rate so high that the average life expectancy was less than 60 years. Once again, you have demonstrated the mental agility of a blind cave rat. If any period of American history could be considered as almost blessed, it would be ours. And when you hate-filled ghost worshippers have been educated and civilized so that your beliefs are governed by modern morals based on law rather than the rantings of ancient Hebrew camel jockeys, then America might actually have a shot at being called blessed." His email continues, "And none of my kids will be filthy faggots." To which I replied, "Dick Cheney said the same thing. Do you think he wants the death penalty for his daughter? Keep teaching your daughter how to be a dude, and you might get to find out for yourself. Here's a tip. Keep Cheney's number on speed dial. You might need it someday." He continues, "I've already instilled truth, thus blocking your indoctrination." My reply, "At 4 years old, you've instilled nothing other than the only thing you have to offer your daughter, your own arrogant ignorance. You wouldn't know the truth if it kicked you in the balls. Science does not indoctrinate, it educates. Indoctrination describes religious teaching, like the hate you are filling your daughter with. But when you come home from your job at Burger King one day and find her carpet munching with a few of her high school friends, then you will find yourself in the same position thousands of other parents have found themselves in. They too never believed their kids would become gay. They too had to quickly grow up and drop the hate and learn to love their kids for who they were, not for who they wanted them to be. Jesus tried to teach you all these things, but you obviously never got as far as the New Testament." His next comment is very brief. "Faggot." My reply, "You have an awfully strange way of demonstrating to people how to be a Christian. But what else can you do? Name-calling and threats are the only thing you ghost worshippers have, because all of the evidence goes against everything the Bible teaches you. Physics, chemistry, geology, paleontology, astronomy, biology, history, law, philosophy. Every belief you hold is contradicted by provable scientific evidence. You are dumber than dog shit, and every word you write proves it." His next comment, "And only a fool wouldn't teach their child to handle weapons." To which I replied, "But at 4? You should be doing jail time for even allowing a child that young near guns. You have about as much common sense as a desert cactus." Now I'll quote some scripture. Matthew 5:22. "But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire." Like I said, your own words prove you are an imbecile. When even atheists know your own Bible better than you do, it is time to take down your website and actually read the thing before putting it back up and trying to defend Scripture. You do not know enough about the Bible to even be teaching Sunday school. So after that pleasant email, he replied with another email. Here are his replies and my replies. He begins, "Hey, faggot." I replied, "Hey, dumb shit." He continues, "If you are referring to Catholicism," and I interrupt him here, "what makes you think I was referring to Catholicism? Does my email mention Catholicism? Have any of my emails mentioned Catholicism? Catholicism, Protestantism, Islam, Judaism. They are all just different cults of the same foul-smelling desert dogma invented by ancient Hebrew goat herders who made up fairy tales, like the sun freezing in the sky for one day, that promoted hate and violence. Google crusades, inquisition, witch burning, exorcism, stonings, abortion clinic bombings, etc." He states, "That is not Christian." And he's referring to Catholics. My reply, "It doesn't surprise me that you've never seen a dictionary before. Let me help. Christian. Definition 1, a believer in Christianity. 2, an individual who seeks to live his or her life according to the principles and values taught by Jesus Christ. 3, an individual who has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ." It's so typical that the most ignorant among us, that would be you, always think they know more than dictionaries and encyclopedias. According to this definition, Catholics do qualify as Christians. In fact, they can easily prove that they are more Christian than you are by pointing out that in your attack on gays, you quoted Leviticus instead of quoting Jesus. Since you have obviously never gotten as far as the New Testament, let me give you just one quote that you will run into when you do finally get there. From John 13, 34 through 35, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." I don't see any exception in there for gays. In fact, that makes many atheists more Christian than you are. How ironic is that? You will be considered a Christian the day you start acting like one. And you have an awfully long way to go, dude. He continues, "It never was, and it still isn't." Again, he's referring to Catholicism. My response? Actually, before the Reformation, Catholicism was the only cult of Christianity. Your sect didn't branch off until Martin Luther. Here are a couple of quotes from your hero, Luther. "Forgiveness is God's command." You know, that's odd. He completely forgot to exclude gays from forgiveness. Maybe he got distracted while burning a witch. Another quote from Luther. "Faith must trample underfoot all reason, sense, and understanding." Well, God and Guts, you certainly followed his advice on that one. He continues. "That's likely why Catholic churches are known for filthy sodomy." My reply. "The churches aren't known for filthy sodomy. Certain priests are. The churches are known for providing the innocent victims, and then the clergy do everything they can to protect the pedophiles." He continues, "America was blessed. Why do you think that until now we've never been taken over by foreign threats?" My response, "Well then, I guess Mexico is blessed. Oh, and Canada must be blessed. And Brazil, they must be blessed too. France was taken over briefly by the Germans, but they must be blessed because they are still sovereign. And England, they're blessed. India freed itself from the British, so now they are blessed. And China hasn't been taken over, so I guess they're blessed. Since India and China aren't Christian, who do you figure is blessing them? Besides, if you go back in history, a subject you don't seem particularly good at, but then again, I haven't seen evidence of any subject that you are particularly good at, you will discover that America was taken over by foreign threats. The British, French, and Spanish invaded and conquered the true Americans, and the descendants of the invaders now call themselves Americans. But that pretty much describes all of Christian history. Conquer and destroy, then claim it was theirs all along. His final comment, and you promote faggotism, therefore you are a homo. My reply, you must be using that Bible dictionary again. Hey, I've got a question for you, Guts. The only people I know who defend slavery are Christians. So my question is, what is your stand on one of God's favorite institutions, slavery? And now for the final email from God, Guns, Guts, and Glory. In this final email, he makes it clear that he's had enough, so no reply was sent. These comments are directed to the listeners and readers. They are responses to the couple of things he did say in that final email. He begins, "Hey, fag, I stopped reading as soon as I saw your cap lock was stuck." My comment, in my last email, all my responses were typed in capital letters to distinguish them from his statements. They weren't a problem then, but now the caps are a problem? It's obvious that this little leaguer was desperately looking for a way to bail out, and he took it. He continues, "Beat it, homo. I already know every move you will make." My comment, now he is claiming to be prescient, an ability that even his God does not demonstrate. And his final statement, you homos all use the same moot points. My final comment, it is obvious from his emails that he wouldn't understand the meaning of the word moot, even if his 4-year-old daughter tried to explain it to him. Notice that throughout this entire email exchange, he never addressed any religious accusations. And when challenged with the Christian fundamentalist defense of slavery, he bailed out completely. I went to the dictionary and looked up the definition of the word moron. For those of you listening to this podcast, you will have to download the Word document and go to page 9 in order to see the definition. And now we move to the science segment. Today's topic, NASA finds cannibal star that ate its neighbor. The billion-year-old red giant called BP Piscium is thought to have gobbled up a young star whose remnants are still visible. BP Piscium is a more evolved version of our sun, located 1,000 light-years away in the constellation of Pisces. It has been found with the help of NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory. Scientists began studying it 15 years ago and were bemused by its unusual appearance. It is orbited by a disk of dusty matter that usually betokens planets beginning to form around young stars. But young stars are born in clusters, and BP Piscium is isolated, leading astronomers to believe that it is in fact a red giant, a star in the late stage of evolution. They concluded that the disk of dusty matter is formed of the remnants of a young star that it has recently consumed and digested. Professor Joel Kastner of the Rochester Institute of Technology in New York said the researchers had discovered a rare case of stellar cannibalism. The scientists believe that the star ate its neighbor shortly after it started expanding into its red giant phase, the late stage of stellar evolution. He said, "Our working speculation is that we are observing the star right at the point at which it has swallowed its companion and hence formed a disk. Some of the material that used to be its companion has fallen onto the star and some has been shot out at high speeds, and that's what we're seeing. The scientists believe that the Earth could one day fall victim to the same fate of BP Piscium's unfortunate neighbor." Let me interrupt the article just to say that if any of you are familiar with Phil Plait's excellent book, Death from the Skies, it indicates that our sun is not expected to expand out far enough to reach the Earth. However, it might envelop Venus. Back to the final paragraph of the article. David Rodriguez from the University of California, Los Angeles said, "BP Piscium shows us that stars like our sun may live quietly for billions of years, but when they go, They just might take a star or planet or two with them. And now the arena goes abroad. Today we travel to Canada, where Canadian doctors want to ban mixed martial arts. They say it's too savage. Doctors in Canada have decided to push for a ban on mixed martial arts. The aim is to disable and maim your opponent, the internist leading the charge told his colleagues at the Canadian Medical Association's annual meeting. We should not tolerate this so-called sport in a civilized society. He proved persuasive, and the CMA will now lobby for the ban. My comment. If he were being honest, why did he not include boxing? That's because he is not being honest. The aim is not to disable and maim your opponent, as he claims. The aim is to defeat your opponent using a multitude of different techniques. These techniques sometimes result in injury, as they do in many sports. In fact, despite nearly 20 years of mixed martial arts in the United States, not one death has resulted, while boxing, football, skiing, and many other sports have racked up many deaths. The article continues, Eric Malinowski at Wired writes that mixed martial arts has emerged from the fringe to become a serious moneymaker worldwide, so don't expect to see it go away anytime soon. My comment, whenever you want to discover the agenda behind people, follow the money. 99% of the time, you will discover the answer. In this case, mixed martial arts has been wildly successful and now threatens the established monopoly of professional boxing. I would bet God and Gut's four-year-old daughter's shotgun shells that you will find professional boxing in Canada behind this push. The article concludes, with the booming popularity of mixed martial arts in the United States, it's hard to see the Canadian campaign as an immediate threat to the UFC's market dominance. But with every fighter's death and every public effort to bring the sport's health risks to light, the pall over mixed martial arts seemingly grows darker. My comment, that might be true if what you said were true. Unfortunately, you lied. There have been no deaths in mixed martial arts in North America, and you don't seem particularly anxious to bring the health risks of all sports that have had deaths to light. Why is that? It doesn't seem like you are as concerned about the public's health risks as you claim, or you would be going after them, not a sport that has yet to record a single fatality. And now we move to the final segment of the show, Famous Quotes. Today, Stephen Hawking, born January 1942, is 68 years old. Hawking is a British theoretical physicist and cosmologist whose scientific career spans over 40 years. His books and public appearances have made him an academic celebrity, and he is an honorary fellow of the Royal Society of Arts, a lifetime member of the Pontifical Academy of Sciences, and in 2009 was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian award in the United States. He is known for his contribution to the fields of cosmology and quantum gravity, especially in the context of black holes. He has also achieved success with works of popular science in which he discusses his own theories and cosmology in general. These include the runaway bestseller, A Brief History of Time, which stayed on the British Sunday Times bestsellers list for a record-breaking 237 weeks. That is almost 5 years. Hawking's key scientific works to date have included providing, with Roger Penrose, theorems regarding gravitational singularities in the framework of general relativity, and the theoretical prediction that black holes should emit radiation, which is today known as Hawking radiation. Hawking has a neuromuscular dystrophy that is related to amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, a condition that has progressed over the years and has left him almost completely paralyzed. And now I have two quotes from Stephen Hawking. Life almost certainly exists elsewhere in the universe, and humans on Earth should be doing everything in their power to keep away from the alien beings. We only have to look at ourselves to see how intelligent life might develop into something we wouldn't want to meet. If aliens ever visit us, I think the outcome would be much as when Christopher Columbus first landed in America, which didn't turn out very well for the Native Americans. And the final quote from Stephen Hawking, "The greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance. It is the illusion of knowledge."
Are you ready, Bruce? Start walking.